The first story that we started back on was Sam as an adult.
That's where we were.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. That's where we you make your way through the beach coming back from the from Walter's hideout. Up the stairs. Yeah.
We were able to play Walter's book this time, so it makes a lot more sense.
There you go.
Missed it last time and we're like,
yes. Oh, you've unlocked the replay. It's like, oh, let's go there right now. And but, you know, I had to be done.
I had to laugh, though, because Walter's voice reminded me of Chris. Like, just that kind of slow, not overly excited thing.
What, Bowden or Stan?
Stan. Defend yourself, sir, but you better be excited about it.
I'm resisting the urge to picture Chris now in a bunker, sitting there with his cans of peaches.
A can of peach.
Yeah, so across the beach, and that's the beach where Sam got remarried.
Yes.
And where one of the kids drowned or flew into the ocean or got struck by lightning, some such.
I think I read hit by debris.
Yeah, because basically he was not too happy about his father getting remarried, so he basically was just standing outside away from the crowd, and then the wind picked up and everything, and basically the tent flew over and hit him and killed him.
Wow.
But yeah, so back up to Sam's room.
Mm-hmm.
With his hunter's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
All of his trophies and all that stuff.
And a strange playthrough. You know, photographing events.
Those damn photographs.
Trying to figure out, again, thinking as a gamer, what I should be photographing and, you know, what I could photograph, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
To move the story along.
So that was Edith's grandfather.
Right, I think.
Yes.
It's Dawn's father, yes.
Yes, because I didn't quite pick up on that until, like, after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dawn was the only surviving daughter of... Both his sons died, and then he got stuck with her, which totally resonated with me, being the daughter of a hunter who lost his son, got stuck with a kid, you know, a daughter, didn't know what to do with her, you know? That totally would have been me, reading a book, like, I don't want to kill anything, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's witching.
Oh, God. Yeah, I had the controls on that one, and... Pretty sure I may have yelped slightly when the deer gored and then you started falling and the click happened. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I know.
I was not emotionally prepared for that half a second.
You totally squeaked.
Yeah, I did.
I could tell something was gonna bad was gonna happen when he went up there. Because yeah. It was just like, yeah, it's not gonna be a good idea for you to be going there.
Yeah, that I wasn't ready for that. I was like getting to the point, okay, in that section where it was like, okay, where are we going? And then all of a sudden, boop, oh my God, he fell off the cliff.
No.
Yeah, and I felt, you know, that was actually such a a lot of these were like nice moments until the tragedy comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was like, you're on the top of a mountain, you know, in a national forest named after Odin Finch. And I'm thinking, how the hell, did Dawn get down off that mountain? You know, her dad just died. Like, she's all alone.
Yeah.
I know.
And that.
Was she able to go get help? Did she have to find him and drag him somewhere? Or?
Yeah, like, they definitely don't dwell on that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, whatever. It was awful.
Mm-hmm. Who was after Old Man Sam?
So I remember we go through across the walkway.
It was the two kids, the other
secret
kids.
Passageway.
Yeah, the
there's the three beds.
Yeah, Gregory, and then Gregory and Gus.
And Gus.
Sam's kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Dawn's bed's there, but it's empty.
Yeah.
She moved upstairs after, Gregory refused to come in.
So first it was Greg.
The little baby.
Yes, with the bathtub.
And the divorce paperwork in the crib.
God, that was
awful. Yeah, that was...
Yeah, let's just put a terrible reminder right here in the midst of all these other terrible reminders. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah. I love playing with that frog. That made me so happy.
I know, to get you all, that it really was effective in getting you in that almost baby mentality, like playing in the bathtub.
I could have stayed there.
What are we doing? On the whale. Okay. Whee! That makes sense.
Yeah. You know?
Mason's like, where do I go next? And I'm like, you hit the faucet. You gotta turn the handle.
Yeah, once I realized that was next, I'm like, I'm
just gonna swim some more.
Yeah, it's like, I figured it might go that way, but you actually do the action of creating that scenario as a player. I'm like, oh god, I don't know about this.
Right. By the way, there's a trophy or an achievement for knocking all the magnetic letters off the bathtub.
I'd seen that, looked at the list first and kind of took a peek at what those trophies were, so kind of had the mindset of looking for those letters, and as soon as we saw them, like, oh, there's the letters, knock them all off. And it was satisfying enough, playing with that frog.
My favorite frog ever.
Yeah. Then you what? You turn into the frog.
Well, yeah, Gregory sort of becomes the frog in the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And goes down the drain, so to speak.
Around.
Oh, man. You know, and there was a minute there where he was swimming towards the drain, and I thought, well, maybe she'll grab it before he drowns, and he'll die some other way.
Yeah, that's not how this game goes.
Yeah, nope.
No.
One thing I thought was... though was that whole time, it's narrated by his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about how he can tell that he sees things differently, hears things differently, which in a roundabout way sounds like he's suggesting that, first of all, he thinks that the kid might be like either highly imaginative or autistic, and I couldn't tell which.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of the autistic
angle. It seemed to be mentioned pretty often during that whole scenario. Mm-hmm. And then same thing where you've got all this stuff going on, and you can tell that his mom is speaking, but it's all garbled, muffled.
Mm-hmm, true.
Which is, it could have been just a good way of letting us know that speech is happening, but Gregory could care less, so he wasn't listening to it. But I don't know, it's just an odd thing to make a big deal about, without really resolving it. Of course, they're good at not resolving things, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just simulates that he can't understand the speech, but we could understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, because we could understand it every once in a while, so. I don't know, it might just be that the kid's just, really imaginative at that young age, but for Gregory's dad.
Sam.
Well, I think at one point Sam says, if it wasn't for that, if I had never made the phone call, Gregory might be,
mm-hmm.
alive today.
Distracted the mom.
Yeah.
Figure out, because it sounded like they were getting a divorce prior to the son dying. And I thought maybe... Yeah, see, I thought kind of that the son's death caused the divorce, but then they were arguing on the phone, right then, and...
Yeah, when he picked up the divorce papers in the crib, that's what I thought as well. I thought, the death of the baby was what triggered the divorce, but I think, the failure in the marriage was already evident, so...
especially when she picks up the phone, she's kind of annoyed that he's calling. And, yeah.
It just seems, you know, it was interesting. It could have gone either way. Like, I think I would have been more sympathetic if they had divorced because of the child, but, you know, either way. Like, it still makes it sad. Like, she's already, like, you know, they're separated, and then the child, and he's not around, and yeah, I think, okay, that's just sad. So, yeah, what a crazy level, though. I mean, that story, just, I would not have ever thought to experience that in a video game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know. And the mechanics, I mean, go from the part we picked it up from, definitely, I mean, the second half, if we want to call it that, definitely had more and more interaction and mechanics into the story, you know, as you play out the person's, each person's demise, I guess you would call it.
I mean,
with, you know, the baby and then Gus and the kite and then who do we move on to after Gus? Go up the thing. I'm trying to remember.
Loft.
Yeah, the loft.
We just learned about Sanjay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently the, aside from, I guess, well, I was starting to form a theory that I discredited myself. I was going to say, you know, the women on the side of the Finches seem to fare better. You know, because Dawn lasted a long time, and Edie lasted a long time. But then you had Molly and Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But Dawn, you know, found temporary happiness with Sanjay, I guess.
Yeah, and I like that they just said, he died and she moved back. It's like, okay.
Not going to play that story.
Yeah. But it's interesting, you know, he had no ties to the Finch's house, just to a Finch. You know, she spent time with him in India, and then he died, and then she was forced to come back to the house. So it was kind of like, the house is like, oh, don't you dare. You know, you get back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like, the house has a way of drawing you, pulling you back, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, even at like the very end when Edith's son comes to her grave at the house, you know, for whatever reason, she's buried there, and I mean, that's the very end, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
What was that for Dawn's room?
Whose room?
Dawn, after the mother, and we learn about Sanjay. Then I think it's Milton. I think it's the artistic castle kid.
Yes, who just paints himself into another reality.
Yeah, because we go through the little makeshift classroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was neat. I guess that was Dawn being the stay-at-home, homeschooled kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, yeah, it was neat. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Milton. Yeah, just, I think that's what it clicked. They said after Milton, that's when the mom decided to seal up all the doors.
Yeah.
Sure. It's got to be unnerving. I mean, he just disappeared. Like, I don't think that there were any kind of theories about what happened to him. He was really, like, a really good artist, too. I mean, everything they had in his room was, like, just...
Oh, yeah. Very distinctive,
Well, and if you pay attention when you're going up outside where they've got their little makeshift pots, there's those pots and they're stacked, and there's, looks like, little black cityscapes painted on the pots.
Yeah.
And so once we got up to Milton's room, he'd had there's a lot of black on white paintings, like, oh, well, that's obviously Milton's.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was actually nice to look.
Yeah, and now that you mention it, those pots were stacked up like his one. Look, like you saw that piece a couple of times where he had like a sort of a tower piece in his art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked the artwork. It was really distinct.
So before Milton was was Gus, and you know, he died at the wedding with all the debris.
Oh, right, okay.
And then it was Milton.
I think so.
Which leads us to the ever curious case of Lewis.
Lewis, yeah. I think was my favorite. I mean,
a lot of people, I read on the, you know, I always do my little follow up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love the Lewis story. I was like, I liked it, but it was like, oh God, this is so, I know, you know, where this is going, and it's like,
yes,
man.
I think it was because it was such a different story or different way of presenting the story than everything else.
Oh.
And especially the way where, you know, he kind of is slowly descending into whether it be insanity or what, or just outright delusion. And almost like, I almost feel with Lewis too, that everyone can in some little way relate to him as well.
Oh, sure.
And the fact of, you know, everyone's kind of stuck in this job that they don't really necessarily want to do, and you know, they start daydreaming of better places that you could be and or go, and like different people you could be. So yeah, I think with Lewis, it just, there's something that resonates more with people in that case than a lot of these other people, because it's a lot of the other people, it's really kind of far-fetched ways of how they died.
I think that Lewis really embraces that escapism.
Yes.
And as we're all playing a video game, you know, and you're pretty much like his imagination is like, oh, look, it's kind of like a little Diablo, you know, walking around the walls with his little torch, and then he gets better and better, and I'm like, I would happily play whatever game is in his brain, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, I could say that he is a lot, he's very relatable.
Yeah,
I mean, he'd be a hothead, like, you know, I'm just like, hey, that's pretty grounded information, you know, he lives in Washington, and, totally normal. Like, I knew any number of those kids in high school.
It was a nice, neat touch that, you know, the game, as his imagination started to flourish, the games, you know, changed from like a 2D scroller to a 3D to, you know, something else, to like a map exploration game to, you know, like a Sid Meier type of civilization game. He's taking over, creating all these civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
a little bit of that, like, do you choose the beautiful prince or the handsome princess or the rainbows or the sinister serpents and
right, and the harp and the guitar and really neat. I was hoping because I was doing both. I was hoping there was an achievement for how many fish fans you go. Because I was doing both. I had both buttons working. I'm like,
was everyone able to pretty much keep up with the workload of the fish while they were playing the other part too?
Yeah, it's kind of, it was really, really awkward, but I'm pretty fortunate that I am capable of rubbing my tummy and patting my head at the same time.
Yeah, I had like maybe at most like a backlog of 3 fish.
Yeah, that's about right. Only every once in a while. Mostly it was just when I got completely just zoned in on, this is, okay, fish. Yeah, okay, do some fish.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Which I think that really adds to the experience because you're really getting wrapped up in Lewis's world and you're forgetting the fish more often, you know? And it gets darker and harder to focus and it was, what a cool experience. Like,
and it's pretty, it's like a way of forcing you to have to split your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a really weird thing to make you do that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, have this other repetitive task. And another thing I liked about that, you know, you're saying that the quality of his mental game kept getting better and better. You know, and at the same time, the amount of screen that his little mental game took over got bigger and bigger and bigger until you couldn't see the table, you couldn't see the saw, you just saw the fish.
Yeah.
And it's like, more and more that it got better, the less and less he completely paid attention to what he was doing. Really, I got super afraid that this was going to go to where the game's going well, his mental game's going well, and all of a sudden he lops off a hand.
Yeah.
I was afraid that was, same thing with the deer in the photo, that I was going to get that, surprise shock. It's like, please don't cut anything off. I really just want to finish this story.
I know, because I was wondering, too. It's like, all right, are you eventually going to get to the point where you slip up and cut your hand off, or are you going to just continue playing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you could so totally see that happening, where he's just so focused on his own world that he's not really paying attention to where the chopper is, and like goes a little too far and, lobs off his arm.
Yeah, I'm grateful that this certainly made me feel like it was going to.
Yeah.
I'm totally convinced that he cut his own head off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which
was so awesome. Like, I loved it. Like,
he's like, yes.
You approach the prince, and it's all, super symbolic. Like, if you want to stay in this world, you have to kill your former self, and you'll stay here forever. It's true. All you have to do, destroy the self that isn't you.
I was just more surprised that guillotine thing was actually strong enough to, cut through a neck and everything. I mean, fish bones and everything aren't all that strong, but with like a neck, you have you have those bones and the muscle and all that stuff. So I'm wondering if it actually did like clean cut off or just like sever his spine or something.
Oh, boy. We're going off in there. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of fish heads and the.
Oh yeah, well yeah, the fish factory was just, I'm just like, boy, they went a little slightly overboard with the fish, the carnage.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to chop the whole thing off. If he hit an artery, he would have just bled out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but see, if that stuff isn't here, she would have said no, that's not what happened. What's the pothead?
He just cut his pinky off.
He just had too much pot and overdosed.
No, he wasn't a pothead either.
Although, not to, rain on the game's parade, but most of those, like, machinery has a dead man, pardon the pun, a dead man switch.
Yeah.
You have to keep your foot on a pedal for that saw to operate.
That's true.
The second you step off, it doesn't operate.
It was fascinating to watch him, without any fish, just making the movements.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There before we, essentially killed
him. But you have your out-of-body experience. Yeah, I come up walking up to, like, myself, the Lewis, and it's like, chopping fish. And they're like, he's not got any, that's weird. I think the game is glitched. Oh, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I walked back around and I saw the back of the shirt that said, Finch or something on it.
Yeah, exactly. His name on his back of the shirt.
Yeah, that absent movement of super repetition.
So, yeah, he was just so gone.
Yeah.
Oh, did you all pick the princess or the prince, or did anybody?
I went to, my choices were princess, rainbows, and harp.
I think I did the same thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
We did.
I picked the pretty prince.
Pretty prince, or the beautiful prince.
Beautiful prince.
The rainbows, and the harp.
Yeah, and the harp.
Yeah, I think the sitar reminded me too much of
Yeah, it just I just picked the harp because the electric guitar seemed out of place for that kind of story.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you notice when you get to Edie's room that she has, she's made like paper crafts of all the different characters in the story? Princess in there at all? Did you notice?
I'm trying to go back to Edie's room.
Yeah.
She's pretty much like recreated all of the characters.
Well, I guess the only one she didn't do the memorial for was Lewis, because that was like the the straw that broke the camel's back. That's what. So, that's what. When Dawn said, "That's it, we're moving out."
Sure.
But I and that's you know Edie died that night.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Oh, Grandma Edie.
Grandma Edie.
Grandma Edie. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't figure out what Dawn's or Edith. Edith's had a lot of figures in her.
Well, and that's what was weird. It looked like they came from these stories that we had just gone through. It's like, well, wait a minute, how'd you... I decided not to think too far about that. Because, yeah, we totally saw, like, you know, a papercraft version of one of those, you know, noble guys that was on the side of Lewis's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for his coronation. It's like, oh, that's kind of weird. Wait, how did... okay, keep moving.
Yeah, it's like she knew, like she could see in their brains. It mm-hmm. was there.
And but that would have been, you know, years before.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. As far as cliffhangers go, you know, you get into, so after Lewis, then we do
Edie.
And we get into Edie's room and... She doesn't finish the story. Like, we have no idea.
Yeah. That
I was hoping she'd find the other half of that, you know, now that she's back in Edie's room. And it just, you know, there's things I have to tell you. Oh,
nope.
Guess I can't because your mom's crazy.
Yeah. And
the book away. It's like, no!
That could be, I was hoping in a way that would might, you know, be a follow-up, although I don't know how they would, you know, they'd almost have to do a whole other generation with the son.
Yeah. Oh, but they could. I mean,
he goes back to the house to look for the other half of the book, you know?
Yes.
That was going to be one of my questions is if you were the son, what would your choices be? Would you choose to move in? Would you, because they live so much in the dark. You don't know, does he have a father? Is there, you know, who is the father? You know, is there any relationship there? Does he even? I mean, obviously, he's got to be
present.
Well, hopefully, he's mature enough to have read his mother's diary just before her death and go, "Nope, I'm out."
Yeah. Well, so you know, the funny thing is, when you first start the game, you see who you assume is Edith. On the ferry there to the island, holding the book with the flowers, and you notice their arm is in a cast.
It's the kid.
It's her son. And like even he is just like cursed with bad luck and everything, and you know. So.
Right.
I wonder then, is the dad with him maybe? I mean, he's pretty young to be going by himself, but wow.
Yeah.
I mean, who knocks up a 17-year-old, though? I mean, I don't know. That's
what I was, you know, there's no, it's a total mystery. It's sort of just sort of like hoped we wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
kind of thing.
But they don't really say how long ago her mom died. Like, how long have you been, you know, running around the countryside alone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's also kind of not all too surprising either with, you know, the way she was taken away from her family home and then her mother dying and kind of her being on her own, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunately stuff like that kind of sometimes happens, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
And you were damaged goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice. Geez, when did Dawn die?
What year?
Yeah, because, you know, Edith died, they said, it's like just a month before her 18th birthday.
Yeah. Oh. Well, didn't she die in childbirth or something?
Yeah, that's what it's heavily insinuated, yeah.
Yeah.
Edith.
Edith, the young girl.
Yeah. Yeah, Edie died the night they left.
Yes. Yeah. So that's...
Again, or...
I'm thinking I'd...
Or killed herself, you think? Like...
I think she realized what was going on and... Because there's a statement by Dawn, like, you shouldn't be mixing the medications and the alcohol and stuff like that.
And they were going to take her to an old folks home the next
morning? Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to sit well with Edie.
And look at all the stuff she did to that house. She wasn't going to die in her butt there.
I know.
Like, all of the details. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things in the story that, you know, you look at something and you know which family member that is and how they contributed, and you know that Edie did all the memorials and
including the pet cemetery with all the all the hamsters. Zappy, Zappy, Ruppy, or
Yeah. Did we miss anybody? I'm trying to think if we...
I don't think so.
Gosh. You know, there was a part of me that kind of wanted to know more about, like, Sanjay and whoever Sam remarried. Because they don't talk about anybody who, like, isn't specifically a Finch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it was really interesting what things they choose to just gloss over, you know. Like, they'll show us the moment a man gets gored and pushed over a cliff, but if someone dies outside of the house, they're like, eh, yeah, they died, and then someone came home.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not... Okay. But, yeah. Did you guys have a favorite story? I mean, do you think you... I mean, is it unanimously Lewis, or did anyone have one that they, like, totally crazy over?
I did enjoy Molly's story.
Okay.
Just because of the outright absurdity of it all.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I really connected with the Sam story, because it was like, geez, somebody's finally getting it right in the Finch family.
Yeah.
The guy dies, you know, this horrible, tragic, you know, he's really connecting with Dawn. He's bringing her up and, you know, all this. And, trying to, you know.
Do your best.
I gotta argue, though, like, according to his birth and death date, Sam was only, like, in his 30s.
That's what I saw, and I'm like, what? He didn't look 30.
Not right.
Yeah, all the pictures that, like, Edie, the portrait she painted, made him look like he was in his 60s.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, I'm in my 30s. I don't look that old.
Maybe she was using some age regression software or age progression software or something.
Yes.
Or, yeah, well, you know what? The only excuse I could make, I guess, is, you know, he was in the war, so they say, you know, the war ages you.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. And, you know, having all of your siblings die probably doesn't help.
No. No.
Did you have a favorite one? No,
I think just Lewis for the most part. I think that was, it was weird, but it was a good story. I am proactive because, I mean, you really actually had to play that, you know, moving the octopus monster, swooping or after not rabbits, moving him.
Yeah.
You know, but that was actually really good to have, you know, something that active, you know, because we are playing a game. So it was nice to have some better game moments, but that Lewis's story unfolded was just, I think, the most interesting to me. And so, yeah, I can't say that I stray from Lewis as my favorite.
I think, although I love Lewis, I think Gregory has to be my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Just because I'm biased.
Oh, I can understand that. Totally.
You know, they were all really good. I mean... I don't know. Was there anyone that, like, you really didn't like?
I didn't like, we talked about it last week, What's Her Face, the comic book one.
Oh, Barbara. Yeah.
Barbara.
Okay.
Yeah, Barbara.
Yeah, I can't think of one that I like. Yeah, nothing, I can't think of anything that, you know, didn't sit well with me. I'm just thankful that no one, like, died suddenly in a car crash or, like, nothing normal. So that was kind of refreshing. I mean, everybody died in super weird ways.
Well, I mean, except for Dawn. She was probably the most... Well, Dawn and Edith were probably the most normal deaths.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
How did Dawn die again?
She... some mysterious illness.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the whole thing. We don't really know.
Yeah. She just got sick.
That's right.
I mean, it sounds like it was cancer, but they didn't really exactly, like, specify. So.
Right. Had all the signs of it. But,
yeah.
And on the, I think it was Reddit, I'm not sure. They said, and if you, well, if you guys want to go back and check, I don't know what the chapter where you're actually in Edie's room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture in somewhere near the books, I think, or near the article about when Sven dies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a framed picture of Sven falling out of the serpent slide in midair.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that.
Of his death?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Out of the dragon.
Yes.
Yeah,
God. Well, that's one death you don't get to connect with. I mean,
yeah,
they just, and it happened.
And Sven falls from there. But I did notice early in the game, I think if you go on the front porch, the far north side of the porch, and look down, you can see the remains of the slide.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what is that? And I see, like, teeth, and I see, like, part of a slide, and I see some teeth.
Yeah, isn't it, like, partially underwater? Or
yes.
You ended up walking to it, mm-hmm. like, right by it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool, like, in the garage, when you first get in, he has a bunch of, like, model figures that he was working on, like, small-scale reproductions of things, and it's just, they put a lot of thought into this. I mean, they really did.
Yeah.
No.
Which makes it all more frustrating about the end. It's like,
yeah.
You sort of just like slam the book shut, you know? It's like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna. Yeah. You know, it's really kind of the way that Edie Jr., the way her mother kind of blames Edie for everyone's deaths. It's hard to, like, refute that. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the house is actually cursed, or if people just...
If it's, like, almost psychosomatic, where you think you're cursed, and you end up,
mm-hmm.
you know, causing your own, misery, I guess.
Yeah. It's just, we'll never know. I mean, we know that Molly probably died from eating collie and toothpaste and, you know, whatever. And
4-day-old carrots and
food.
Terrible food. And that wouldn't have happened if her mom hadn't been crazy and made her skip dinner.
Yeah.
Who was her mom? Who was Molly's mom? I don't remember.
Edie, I guess.
Gosh.
Yeah, Molly died in 1947.
Just crazy, you know. It was like, oh yeah, when we finally played Walter, you know, he finally gets out and then gets hit by a train.
Oh god, he was like, out there for like
30 years.
Minute.
Yeah, he's just out in the sun.
Like, oh, and then like no.
I'll be thankful.
Yeah, Walter almost had it beat. Walter almost had it beat.
Almost. Like, I'll be thankful if I get a day. I'll be thankful if I get a year. I'm like, you got 30 seconds.
Yep.
Hey, attention to the trade schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you just had it.
Yeah.
But like,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Franco. Sorry.
I was reading, I forget what one of those sites that did interviews with the developer, and he kind of said this. The game was built from the outside in. They had these. They started with like these stories and started like building towards the middle. You know what I'm saying? Where they have all these disconnected stories and sort of like molded them together. So that's how you can sort of get this. And now we're at the end. What do we do?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I can't pretend to know what I would prefer differently about the ending. I mean, even if Edie had gone out to, and she saw things, because she was lost in the fog, and she said she saw things that she couldn't remember, and it was all coming back to her.
Like a deer, and...
I saw the deer, and I think the deer was Sam, like the deer that killed Sam.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see anything weird other than that. And then she was trying to explain to our Edie about how this suddenly makes everything else make sense. But we don't know.
There's a huge hanger there, and it's like,
yeah.
And then yoink,
you take me right to the edge, and here's what's in the house that explains everything. And even in the beginning of the game, she says all the answers are in the library, and it's like.
But we're in the library, and.
Right, and you drop it.
Yeah. It's like, why? Why? You spend all this time crafting these wonderful stories, but then they just screwed in the end.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was still a great game, and I don't know if I would feel any better if I got more answers, but I definitely noticed a distinct lack of, you know, trying to explain anything. But, right. I don't know. This is the part where Stephanie would say something about, but they did explain everything, and at the end it said, be grateful for the time you have, and that's, you know, that's the whole point. Ghost of Steph right there.
There you go.
Yeah, and so, like...
Yeah, I don't know. How would you end it? It's like, well, if I was the developer, you know, hearing this, and I would say, like, well, how would you end it?
More time. I wanted to learn more about her.
Definitely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Edith, I would have... How did she end up to where she got to? Where 17-year-old, you know, 22 months pregnant, and she... You know, what's that?
And sorry, just 20. No, no. It's funny.
But it's sort of there's a hole where, now that I think more about it, there's a hole where Edith gets to her room. She's remembering the last night. I'm going to tell you about the last night.
Yeah.
And then obviously she's 22 months, so. What does she get? Another, or 22 weeks. I'm sorry, that's what you're laughing about. 22 months.
2 years pregnant. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so she's got, what, another 5 weeks or, no, 36.
That's another 36.
14. Yeah, another 14 weeks. So what happened in the intermediate 14 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's. There's a big hole there. There's a big plot hole.
Clearly she ordered her tombstone, picked out where she wanted to be buried.
Right. Organized that.
Yeah.
Wrote a journal.
Rest of her time in her little tiny bed until she gave birth and died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, at that point when you realize, like, you're in, like, a fallopian tube or something.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, no, they're not going to do this, are they?
Please don't make me experience this. Like, I don't want to experience this.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're going to be like, oh, God, it's tearing her apart and she's dying. Get a nurse. Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
True,
yeah. I'm thankful they didn't go that far.
You
died.
Yeah, they just sort of let you assume that. Well, obviously with the headstone and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have dropped in the doctor, like, you know, we're losing blood pressure. Blah, 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 blah.
We don't have a heartbeat. But the baby. Yeah. I wonder what they named the baby. Did they?
Exactly. You know, they didn't even put. Why didn't they put it on the tree?
Yeah.
They should have had this. The son open the book, put the date on Edith, right?
With a little picture. Yeah.
Right.
Sanjay Jr., or who knows?
Yeah, you don't know. You're left to... We don't even know his name!
Yeah. It was excellent. Like, we were, I think, one of our favorite games this whole... I
could totally replay that.
I'm in love with A Night in the Woods, but this one, on a different level, was really good. Maybe I'm just morbid. I don't know. It's just everybody died. It was great.
Except for the kid.
Except for the dog. Well, you have a pet cemetery, so you can assume there was a dog in there somewhere.
Yes. Although you didn't get to play as one. That it, no. You did get to play as a cat.
Yes,
I checked, there was no dog in the cemetery.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How could you tell?
I think they're all, like, cat names or something like that.
Okay.
Funny.
Are you sure there's a dog named, you know, Missy and...
Yeah.
Fluffy.
I'd have a dog named Cat, just because.
I don't know. That house did not seem like a dog house. That sounds
no,
like
not at all.
House.
Yeah, there were definitely some
too much clutter, too many books to knock over, too many.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was that house. Just...
Well, Molly, I mean, was the cat?
Was the cat? Yeah.
Very.
I can't praise the game enough.
Should we go into the
score?
Score.
Mm-hmm.
Score and final thoughts. I'll kick it off. Really interesting, intriguing, involving game. Again, I guess they sort of like, you know, gave us a Sopranos ending and left us hanging, but I'll forgive them for that from the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it an 8.5. Okay, on to Michelle and Mason.
I'll let you.
Okay, I'll go first then. Now, because we were doing this for Game Chat, that meant I could not just roam around everywhere I wanted to, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back and spend at least twice as long through that game. I think that the way that it's told is the best I've seen so far. Words connecting to the visuals, you know, and everything just having such different ways of playing. I liked it being so different. You know, you just really didn't know what was happening. You know, and we're getting, you know, it's tougher to find games that surprise us, and this one kept surprising me. I'm going to play it again, and I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Oof.
And the only reason I'm not giving it a 10 is because I think that I just have this feeling that there could have been more to the story. You know, I think it could have even been longer. You know, but on the other side of it is probably exactly the way it is, just so that we wish there was more. But yeah, no, I'm giving this one a high mark.
Yeah. Rating in with his. But yeah, the it was so diverse, you know, and I can't believe they let us play as a wind-up frog, and I enjoyed the heck out of it, you know. Just I think surprising is really the best way to describe it. But the ending fell terribly flat. They spent so much time building up to why they left the house. Came to a, it didn't resolve itself enough for me. Like, I'm satisfied, but I'm not, like, convinced. I'm good.
Score?
Yours. Yeah, we can put ours together.
Okay.
I agree with the 9.5. It loses that half because of the ending.
Okay. So, I guess I'll go. This game was fantastic. I mean, if you can really call it a game, though. It's more of a walking simulator, but the art style was fantastic. The voice acting. I loved the fact that the words were showing up on the screen as you were progressing through, and then would do weird little like transition effects to disappear from the screen. That was mm-hmm. a really nice touch. Again, just an absolute beautiful game. My one biggest issue was how clean that house was, with no one being there for 10 years.
Yes.
It's just like that's just one thing that kind of took me out of the game, where like it was basically hermetically sealed when they left. But you know, storytelling was fantastic. The everything. I feel like there's something I'm forgetting about, but I mean, it's just that good of a game.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 9. It would have gotten a 10 if there was a dog in the game.
He's still holding a dog.
But because there was no dog, it gets a point taken off. So that's my score.
Very good. I knew there was a penalty for, you know.
For the death. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I will tell everybody to play this game. Undoubtedly, some play style that will please you ridiculously so. You know, I could play Wind Up the Frog game all day and cut the heads off fish while slowly sinking into insanity all day.
I think there's a lot of people out in the Upper Northwest doing that right now.
Yeah, true.
Especially down the street from me.
So it's where you're downwind.
Well, I mean, that's where the Gordon's processing plant is, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, it doesn't smell, so
let's find out. Oh, okay.
There's only one building that's down the street from them that smells every so often, but other than that, it's fine.
But, that's lucky. Good.
So you can buy, like, cod by the case?
No, I've been to Vesh.
Yeah, you can't buy directly from them. You need to know someone that works there in order to get some food from them. Directly from them, that is.
Nice. But, I would still make friends.
Yeah. Well, my cousin works there, and I have a friend that works there, so.
Oh, yeah. Pretty big industry over there?
It was. It's really diminished due to the whole government regulations that they've thrown on fishing in the area, so.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ship it to China, ship it back, resell it.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness. Anyway.
I read something. Yeah, okay. Another game chat topic.
Next game, as Steph has informed me, is Telltale's The Walking Dead Season 1.
She is very excited about
it. Yes, I have. I'm going to play it again. I've already played it, but I will play it again. I was debating whether or not, I don't know, I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to go with the total jerk since I already played it as normal. I was debating, maybe I'll go through with the total jerk playthrough, but I don't know. I think I might go back and reevaluate some of my choices.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let everybody die or whatever.
Yeah, start all kinds of crap. And
it would make for an interesting game chat. What did you do, Franco? I killed everyone.
All the nice people, dead.
Yeah.
Dead. 10 out of 10 would play again.
I teamed up with the zombies.
Yeah.
I have the benefit of never watching The Walking Dead. I tried and I just couldn't. And Stephanie has since tried, enforced me. I don't know how to say that, but she's demanding that I watch the show, even though the game is a different storyline, I guess. But yeah,
it has nothing to do with the show. There is one character from the show that does show up.
I call it a cameo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think the next season has another one too. So. Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
Game of Thrones Telltale series that they did. But I watched that show, and it's kind of, there's spoilers in it for people who didn't watch the television show.
Don't go there. I got the DVDs up the mountains. I haven't gotten to it yet. A big box of DVDs on Game of Thrones. I'm waiting for a snowy fall to go up there. And
yeah. Winter?
Hmm?
With the 22 month
inflation. Waiting for a winter.
Yeah. Yes, winter is coming.
Yeah. This is the first season that we're getting to watch as it comes out. Normally we just sit on it until we can buy the whole set and then, you know, watch it all. And, right. I wonder if if they picked up a Stranger Things Telltale game,
that would be great.
Yeah. They haven't made any announcements. They did their announcement for the end of this year, for the rest of this year and the beginning of next. Basically, Wolf Among Us 2, Walking Dead, the final season, and another Batman season 2.
Ooh, cool. I would be super keen to play Wolf Among Us 2 with Game Chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've never done a sequel game before, I don't think.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, much comparison to do then. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I'm very excited. I'm getting awfully sick of seeing all these trailers, though. I'm glad that the Comic-Con is over.
Yeah.
At least I think it is.
Yep, it is.
I'm just like, not my news feed.
Yeah, they save everything for San Diego and then...
Man.
It's just, I was going to take a picture of the Game of Thrones box set and put it on Facebook and said, hemorrhoids are coming.
No.
Just sitting there watching 60 DVDs of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Oh.
All right.
All right.
We survived one without Steph. How do we do it? I don't know.
Yeah. Time-wise.
Yeah.
I guess we got to wrap up by saying, all right, we have to give our cures to Steph. I would make mine egg drop soup. Chinese egg drop soup always picks me up.
Oh, yeah, for her not feeling good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ginger beer. Mucinex.
Yeah. Nice. With ginger beer.
Ew. Wait a minute.
Oh my god. That would definitely do something.
Last time I got sick, I finally tried Mucinex nighttime. My god, that stuff knocks you out.
Oh.
So good.
I'll have to remember that in case of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. NyQuil just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Yeah.
You've grown immune.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. All right. Well, I hope she feels better.
Yeah.
Yep. Hope you feel better, Steph, when you listen to this.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, guys. All right,
thanks, guys.
Yep.
We'll play Walking Dead, and is it a week from today we start talking about it?
Yep.
Cool. All righty.
I guess normal chapter one, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Can do.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Later.